This is Ozarks at Large. Tomorrow, the Omni Center for Peace, Justice, and Ecology in Fayetteville will host its annual Peace Gardens tour from 10 until 3. 9 area gardens of varying profile and size are part of the tour. One of those 9 is a hidden patch of nearly 3 acres in the middle of one of the busiest parts of Fayetteville called Tricycle Farms. Garland Avenue is a busy connector linking the University of Arkansas campus to Interstate 540. For more than the past year, Garland has even been louder than usual because of construction to widen the road into a boulevard. Just a few hundred feet beyond the street is a green oasis. It's a working garden called Tricycle Farms. Don Bennett is the owner.
Everyone that walks into this site just goes, how did I not know this was here? And we kind of been calling it a field of dreams in the middle of the city or the heart of the city. It's going to give us an opportunity to really connect with people because we're right in the center and about to be connected by a boulevard with light, 2 crosswalks, a bus stop, bike trail, and brand new sidewalks.
Let's set the stage here. This plot of land, about 2 1/3 acres, is surrounded by homes on all sides. Nearby is the corner of Garland and Dean Streets, where a 2-story home called the Garland House has stood since it was built more than 170 years ago. Directly to the garden's east is a rock house, Garland Avenue, and across the street, Trinity Methodist Church. Don's house is one of the homes bordering the farm, and for 25 years, he's looked out his back door to see the undeveloped land.
There have been some developers that have tried to get into this site, but there's always been this issue of access. And we were able to work that out with the owner. Tim Moldenhauer bought the house and wanted to split it off of the property. And it was exactly at the same time, I think of this as synchronicity, the same time I wanted the land but didn't want the house. So we worked with the planning department, and Tim gave us the 50 feet on Garland. And so we now have Tricycle Farms.
Well, can we go look at it?
Let's walk.
Yeah. So far, a 9,000 square foot garden with deeply contoured beds has been created. The soil, Don calls it amazing, might have been home to a previous garden decades ago. When the soil was first turned for Tricycle Farms, no rocks were found in the middle of the field. A sign it had been farmed once, or Don had somehow found just about the only spot without rocks in the Ozarks. He says his desire to buy the land dovetailed nicely with his growing knowledge of the problem of food insecurity in Northwest Arkansas. He wanted to develop a farm to help ease that problem, but he knew little about gardening, so he needed help. He decided to ask about 100 people, some selected because of their field of expertise, what was the best use for this land. It was during a small meeting with friends and advisors that another serendipitous event occurred. A fraternity occupied a nearby house and needed to fulfill some required volunteer hours. A representative from that frat dropped by the farm.
See, the thing of it is we all have to be at the same place, all of us, at the same time for at least 8 hours. And I got to thinking about that. And I thought, well, what am I going to do with 91 people? And that's really what started the ball rolling on this idea that, you know, I just have to manage. I have to be a leader of leaders. I've got to invite my friends to become leaders within this 2-acre field. And we lead larger, break the big group into smaller groups and complete multiple tasks.
In one day, that volunteer labor helped clear debris from the 2009 ice storm. About 10 to 12 cords of wood then donated to people needing heating supplies. The next day, Don says he called his friend, former Fayetteville Mayor Dan Cootie, to come with his tractor and turn the soil. The adventure was on. A few months later, a Facebook request brought 60 people to the farm, and more than 700 square feet of potatoes were planted, many of them given to the church just across the street for a community meal. Don says he had developed a plan, grow food, sell 1/3 of the harvest, let another 1/3 be taken by those providing volunteer labor, and the final 1/3 could be given to community meals and food pantries. That's where the name Tricycle Farms originated.
Growing food is like printing money, you know? If you have a certain percentage of your income that is taken out for your food, well, you can actually start to address that directly. and by planting a seed and not having to go purchase that.
The plans for Tricycle Farms are not just to raise food, but to create more places like Tricycle Farms. An under-construction hoop house will be used to propagate seeds from all the plants, herbs, and food grown at the farm.
All of the plants we could ever want to grow here, and also share with other people who are needing to do a garden, because a lot of people ask me, why do you say farms instead of farm? And the idea is that we will grow farmers. And out of this site, eventually, we're on the quest to actually become obsolete here.
The range of plants is wide now and will be wider still. Edibles are planted along the edges of the farm to provide even more food. Permaculture techniques have been adopted, like planting okra, tomatoes, and peppers close to each other so the taller okra can help shade the other plants and absorb much of the summer heat. In almost every bed, there is a variety of plants.
And what that leads to is a great diversity of pollinators as well. Because we're looking at butterflies, bees, bumblebees, wasps. A lot of people are scared of wasps, but they're doing a wonderful service for us.
And a sort of biodiversity of partners has developed as well. Neighbors have pitched in, and other recently developed organizations like Feed Fayetteville, Apple Seeds, and Seeds That Feed are connected. The Omni Center has provided financial stewardship to let Tricycle Farms move toward its own nonprofit status. Don Bennett says all of this started with a very simple idea, and he says there are other similar farms ready to bloom.
I think these little gems exist everywhere. I think 10 backyards or 10 front yards of a group of people that get together with the same intention, I think it's replicable anywhere. The concept is simple. It's grow food and share it. It's not even a new concept, because that's what we used to do. We used to share community. We used to share meals together. We used to share the raising of barns because of some farmer's misfortune, or just the idea that if you had one thresher to handle the wheat, they used to take that from farm to farm to farm. All of the people would actually work in each farm until all of the wheat was threshed.
Because Don says he couldn't have done what Tricycle has done without help, he wants to grow the idea of one community. You can keep up with what's happening at Tricycle Farms through their Facebook page, or you can simply give Don a call at 966-0572. That back door of his that he used to use to look out at the field, that's flipped now. He says it's become his front door, leading to his new life and his new quest to help people rethink food and community. You can tour Tricycle Farms as part of the Omni Center's Peace Gardens Tour tomorrow from 10 until 3. More information about each of the 9 gardens and tickets for the tour can be found online at omnicenter.org. This is Ozarks at Large.